Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Oh, sounds a little bit different to start the show on this Tuesday. And I think I know why. Jimmy is out for his birthday. I don't know a lot of people who take their birthday off when they're in their 40s or 50s. I don't know. How old is he, Solana? Do you know?
72.
But he has taken the day off, which means Brittany is filling in for Jimmy, which means Solana is hijacking the music from the Jimmy seat of which Brittany is occupying. And that's all right. We give him that that right today. Crowder will be joining us shortly. He is, if you were listening yesterday, you know, he is hunting with his family in the backwoods of Georgia. And they are nowhere near internet and luxury, but their hotel is, and he is almost there after spending a day hunting with his family. Not what I do for fun, but Crowder is very much different than me in many ways. You are with us today on a very special day. We have a lot of stuff to get to regarding the Dolphins and the Hurricanes, and because it's a holiday week and it's a shortened week, we'll bring on Gino Toretta today. He usually joins us on Thursdays. Mike Cugno is going to stop by today. He's out at the Dolphins facility. Tua spoke today. And Cugno is going to join us in between some availabilities because Mike McDaniel is speaking around 3:45. And so he's going to join us before Mike McDaniel takes the podium. But today happens to be a very special day on this radio program. Today is National Cake Day.
And why is that special, Hawk? I don't recall.
And so when I say today is National Cake Day, of course, all, you know, regular to semi-regular listeners of this program know that probably on the Mount Rushmore of segments that has ever transpired on this show, well, it involves cake. And it involves Solana.
Debatable.
And so today we will find a time to celebrate National Cake Day in a way that only we can. Now, I did see that Shaq Barrett is unretiring. Now, I don't know if that means he's going to play for the Dolphins. I know the Dolphins retain his rights.
Yeah.
I've seen various reports, some people suggesting, yes, that would mean that he's playing for the Dolphins. Others, like Omar Kelly, I saw on Twitter going, I don't want anybody on my team that quit on the team right before the season started and then all of a sudden decides he wants to come back, you know, with however many weeks to go. And I don't want to pay him his prorated salary, which is pretty hefty. I think they would owe him like $3.5 million if he played the remainder of the season. I think he was owed seven something. So that's a little something to keep an eye out on. I don't know. Do you think he would help the team?
I do. I just think back to last year in Kansas City, Hawk. I mean, the Dolphins were signing guys off the street, literally,
But do you know if Shaq Barrett's in shape?
I do not.
Like, do you know if the investment would be worth it, or if you'd be, you know, looking at an even worse Jordan Poyer situation?
Yeah, you're rolling the dice. I'm with you. Like, I don't know for sure, but I remember if we're buying into this run, we're buying into the Dolphins. They're going to win Thursday. Even if they don't, they're going to go 5-1 the rest of the way. They're going to get into the playoffs. We're buying into this miracle. I want as many guys that can help my team win. And I think
the question, though, is can he help you win?
Yeah, it's a fair question. I don't know. I don't know what Shaq Barrett's been doing. I don't know if he's been stuffing his face with McRibs since he announced his retirement. I don't know if he's staying in shape. I don't know. I have no idea what he's been doing. But I remember a time last year the Dolphins were going into Kansas City, bunch of guys banged up, Bradley Chubb, Jalen Phillips, a bunch of guys banged up towards the end of the season, and they're trying to beat Patrick Mahomes in a playoff game in below freezing temperatures with guys off the street.
Florida Panthers have lost 4 in a row and 6 out of their last 7. This comes on the heels of Josh Appel telling us that they are much better than last year. That happened on this very show. I was reading again on social media, Paul Maurice today was dropping F-bomb after F-bomb, and the practice was not an easy practice at the Iceplex.
Good.
The Dolphins, just so people know, the line is down to Fins plus 3, I saw for Thursday. Just a couple notes. I saw it in Joe Shad's column in the Palm Beach Post. Dolphins are 3-9 in their last 12 primetime games. 3-9 in their last 12 primetime games. And Tua, I think we all know this, is 0-7 when the temperature is below 40 degrees,
mm-hmm.
which doesn't even seem that cold for football weather. You know, when you're in the teens, I get it. 40 degrees doesn't seem, but that is the record. He's 0-7 when the game takes place under 40 degrees. So a little something to keep your eye on. We have today another chance for you to win a $50 gift card to Twin Peaks. We will give away a $50 Twin Peaks gift card every day this week. We only have today and tomorrow, and we're off Thursday and Friday. But you have a chance to win $50 at Twin Peaks just by listening to us. Like I said, Gino Toretta and Mike Cugno are both going to join us today. Both of them, by the way, little tidbit, have eaten McRibs live on the air with us.
They have.
Gino willingly, because he enjoys the McRib. Mike Cugno unwillingly, because he does not enjoy the McRib. I would assume that was the only time he's ever eaten a McRib, because we knew that was his first time. And I can't imagine he's had one subsequently, but maybe he has, but maybe we can get him to agree to eat another one when it's out officially. Here's the weird thing about the McRib. You know, it gets released officially December 3rd, but I have people tweeting at me, oh, just got one in Doral. Like they're sporadically appearing at different McDonald's. I would like to know if there are any in Boca or the surrounding areas, you know, Deerfield Beach, because that would change my Thanksgiving plans. Because we would probably audible away. You know, we're not on turkey this year. We're doing steak.
Yeah.
But we would audible away from steak, I believe, to McRibs if they're, you know, I want it to be fresh. So I don't have to drive too far with it. I want to enjoy it, you know, and maybe buy enough of them and, you know, kind of put them in the shape of a turkey.
So you're going away from, I don't know, like some USDA prime beef. Maybe some cutlets or like a T-bone. I don't know exactly what you had in store for steaks. It's a very vague dinner itinerary or menu. But you're good.
It's filet. Filet mignon.
Okay. Oh, all right. Even better. That sounds delicious. And you're willing to divert for McRibs.
Yeah, that's right.
Hmm. Okay.
As any good American should be willing to do, by the way. But I digress. Let's get headlines here. Start out the program. Crowder will get connected. Gino Toretta will be on with us this hour. Let's get headlines with Solana, brought to you by Doral Hyundai. At Doral Hyundai, choose from over 1,300 new Hyundai models in inventory, like the Tucson, Sonata, and Palisade. And remember, when it comes to Hyundai, the great deals are at Doral Hyundai.
There happens to be a lot of stuff going on, not just with the Dolphins. Obviously, they play on Thursday. The Dolphins made a move today also, but there's a lot of stuff going on elsewhere. Hawk, have you seen how upset Canes fans are on social media today after several award finalists lists were released today? And the Maxwell Award, their finalists were released. Three finalists. Ashton Gentry from Boise State, the running back, deserves to be up there. Travis Hunter, Colorado, guy plays every position. And Dylan Gabriel are your three finalists out of Oregon. No Cam Ward for the Maxwell Award, which is basically given to like the most outstanding player in the college football season.
Seems like a miss to me, but obviously I have Miami colored glasses on. Xavier Restrepo, not nominated for Receiver of the Year Award. That seems like a miss to me, but again, I don't follow the other teams enough to say definitively that's a snub. I believe there's an anti-UM bias all across the world. This would certainly play into that, but let Cam Ward use it as fuel to beat Syracuse Saturday and then win the ACC championship game on the 7th.
I don't follow any of those teams enough either to make some sort of statement, but I'll do it anyways.
Perfect.
Dylan Gabriel, here are his stats. 3,066 yards, 22 touchdowns, 6 interceptions, and his QBR, 84.1, which is, I believe, 5th in the nation in FBS schools. Here are Cam Ward's stats. 3,774 yards, 34 touchdowns, 7 interceptions, an 87.2 QBR, which is 1st in the NCAA in FBS teams. Cam Ward has better stats. He's been the better football player this year. And the fact that this Dylan Gabriel, just because his team's undefeated, and we know they're going to lose anyways, they're not winning the national championship game, because his team's undefeated, they're giving him the nod over Cam Ward. It's ridiculous. It's a joke.
Statistically, it seems like Cam Ward should be there. Crowder has signed in from his hunting trip in Georgia. Sounds like your microphone might not be connected just from that brief hay.
Yeah.
And I don't know, you missed the pre-show meeting. Jimmy has transitioned officially and wants to be referred to as Brittany from now on. So I know you see it on the video, but we
open. I'm open.
Yeah, no, this show, we do it all. I mean, we don't care.
Jimmy looks way better as Brittany than Jimmy. I'll tell you that much.
Go ahead. How's hunting, by the way? I want to make sure we stay on the clock because Gino Toretta is going to join us. But how was the hunting festivities this morning?
We went out. We checked the blinds. We made sure everything was good. And then we went and target shot. So I let all the kids shoot. And everybody was shooting. Ava, Chaz, and Chan, and Asia, my wife. Everybody was hitting the milk cartons and the bottles. So we locked in for the morning.
And the blinds, those are the big, those are like the little hotel rooms in the trees.
Well, not really hotel rooms. They're more like tree tents. They're not, they don't have, no plumbing or running water, electricity.
But you sit in there all day waiting for, whatever animal you're hunting to come by.
So I have three hunting buddies and you put them up there. So like the deer and the wildlife, so they get used to them being there. So it's not like this is a human thing. This is just part of nature. So you leave them there for weeks, and then the animals get used to them being there. And then Wednesday morning, you're inside of it. They don't know it, and then they get their shoulder bust open.
Oh, interesting. Yeah. You should do it like like the Bugs Bunny cartoons, just like paint nature on the side of it. So it just says nature, because that works in the cartoons. They're like, oh, nature.
Hulk, you'd be a terrible hunter.
Yes, you are correct. That's one of the few correct things you've said on this show in a while.
You're loud, and you got to be quiet for hours, and you have to really lock in.
When's snack time? When do you get to snack?
You know what? Actually, when in got our snacks for the hunting trip, it's a Glenwood beef jerky slab. That's all we're taking into the blind.
I mean, that's ridiculous. That's going to attract animals. You want to have something processed like Cheetos or Funyuns.
They're loud. Beef jerky's quiet. Fuck, you got to be quiet, man. You don't understand.
What a terrible hobby. What a terrible sport. Awful. I can't imagine. Your family must hate you.
I take an old bottle of water. My water has Chardonnay in it, but I take an old bottle of Chardonnay and some jerky. Man, I sit up there 5 hours.
Yeah. I mean, what a hell. That is a portrait of hell to me. And I'm assuming there's bugs flying around.
Oh, you're going to get lit up. Yeah, because you can't put all that bug spray on because they could smell it. So you just have to go up there. You wear long clothes, but your hands, your neck, yeah, you're going to get lit up.
Oh, ridiculous. All right, we'll talk about that more today. Let's continue on with the headlines in Solana.
Inter Miami has officially announced Tata Martino's replacement. Welcome Javier Mascherano as the team's new manager for the Herons.
What does your brother say about that? He knows more about soccer than anyone I know.
I don't know. I have him muted on Twitter. But happy birthday to my brother as well. It's his birthday today.
Is Daniel's birthday as well?
Yeah, it is his birthday today.
Daniel and Jimmy share a birthday?
They do. And Jimmy's older, which is the craziest thing ever.
Get out. That's not possible, is it?
Y'all know Jimmy's real age. How old is Jimmy?
I told you.
I said at the beginning of the show, I asked him. He said 72. I don't know.
I thought Jimmy was 24. Jimmy, how old is Jimmy?
Nah, I think 72 was a joke. I think, no joke, he's 58.
I think he's either 39 or 40 today. Right?
No.
Yeah, he's 39. Jimmy 39. Turns 39 today.
Jimmy's 39 years old?
Yeah.
Jimmy is essentially Aaron Rodgers' age.
That's crazy. Did y'all get him something? Because I ain't get him a damn thing.
I didn't know it was his birthday till I saw Brittany on the video monitor, and I said to Solana, where's Jimmy? And Solana said, Jimmy's off for his birthday.
Yeah, but we don't do the birthdays on this show.
Well, I mean, you get to a certain age, I was saying, and you don't normally, I don't think, take a day off for your birthday.
I didn't want to question Jimmy, but you know my feelings on birthdays. You had nothing to do with it.
Well, I don't, you know, up until certain ages, I'm cool with birthday. But like, you know, my birthday was Sunday. I turned 55. Trust me, you don't care if a single person wishes you happy birthday when you're 55.
It's a made up celebration. It means nothing. Your parents had sex 9 months before that date. That's the only thing it means.
Gino says he needs a link.
Yeah, I know.
I know Gino doesn't celebrate birthdays. He's a man's man.
I don't know. I don't know about that.
I don't think Gino celebrates birthdays. You, especially you young people, Solana, y'all make up stuff to celebrate. You just wait for a celebration. How about you get work? Get your 401k up.
You can get your 401k up and cut a cake on your birthday and celebrate it with your loved ones.
Oh, you can have a cake. I'm just saying taking a day off. Like, what are you doing?
I'm with you.
What are you doing celebrating?
Well, yeah, you're celebrating. Nothing wrong with celebrating.
What
do you mean for what? Your birthday.
It doesn't mean anything.
It does. It's the day you were born.
And what kind of control do you have with that?
Doesn't matter. I don't have any control over Columbus Day. I didn't plan his itinerary.
I don't celebrate Columbus Day either.
Well, that's on you.
Crowder, we literally went to your 40th birthday party, man.
Yeah, wait a second. You had a gigantic blowout where Lori and I had to go buy new clothes.
Did you see how
Solana had a hotel room for $800 a night.
Did you see how deep I was into the planning? Or did I show up late and leave early?
Yeah. This is like when he did the you can't check in before and after a flight the other day, and then he's like, yeah, and I do that though.
You know what? I know Asia's not listening because she just took the kids to a go-kart place. It's all on my wife. My wife loves this crap. I'm not with it.
He's like, I've got 3 seconds to let you guys know this before she comes back into the room.
She's like, let everybody celebrate you so you can know how much people love you. I don't care how much they love me. If they don't or do love me, I don't give a damn. Do they want to contribute to my 401k?
Well, anyways, welcome Javier Mascherano to Inter Miami. The Cats have lost 4 straight. They lost yesterday 4-1 to the Caps. They host the Leafs tomorrow at the Amerant Bank Arena. Are you panicking, Hawk? Like any nerves setting in here?
I think this is that hangover. Like you would expect the hangover from the championship season and the parade and all that stuff, all the offseason hoo-ha. Like you would expect the hangover was going to be at the beginning of the season. they came out of the box playing the best hockey you've seen them play. And now I think maybe that hangover is kicking in. So it doesn't worry me. It's just a little odd, the timing of when they've, you know, gone into this little slump. I would have expected this at the beginning of the season.
But even if they're not out of it in any form or fashion, that's the thing. Yeah, okay, lose a couple games, we're fine. We're going to play the big teams. They look dramatically different
than they did at the beginning of the season.
Yes.
I mean, they were just skating through teams at the beginning of the season, and now they can't seem to get anything going. They've lost six out of their last seven, but again, this doesn't – I mean, they have played a ton of hockey, man.
Yeah, I'm with you.
Yeah, they're still second in the Atlantic Division. They're actually behind the Maple Leafs, who will be here tomorrow. They're only 3 points back of the Maple Leafs, so it's not not panic time yet, but certainly
no.
Four straight.
Might want to keep Kyle Okposo's number, though, just in case.
I saw Okposo the other day.
I know. I told you my KZ Akpala story.
Your weather, Remy DeMesmin and Dover Law Firm. Call them 866-954-MORE, youraccidentattorneys.com. Free consultations 24/7. Today in South Florida, it's another good day. It's like 80 degrees right now. The low today will be like 62, 63. So enjoy it. That's your weather.
Okay. Happy birthday, Jimmy. Enjoy it. Gino Toretta is going to join us in the next segment.
This is the Hawk and Crowder Show. Hawk and Crowder.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I'm going to bring Gino on here officially in a second. Crowder is up in Southern Georgia, where he's on a hunting trip with his family, which is just sounds like a hellacious way to spend any kind of time. But
I just ran across the street and got me some Cajun boiled peanuts.
Boiled peanuts are the worst. But I have to, before delicious. I bring on Gino officially, Jimmy, our associate producer, is off today for his birthday. And we were going to ask Gino if you would ever celebrate a birthday or take a day off for your birthday. But as we were goofing on Jimmy for doing so, I got a DM from Nikki, the wife of W2 Roy, who says that W2 Roy has the gall to take off his birthday every year, even though he can't hold a job.
Hey, boss, man, I got to go, boss.
Gino, do you celebrate your birthday? Do you take a day off for your birthday? Do you care about your birthday at all?
Mine is in August, but if you got it like that, you got it like that. I'm all right with W2 Roy taking a day off if he needs a day off.
But do you celebrate your birthday? Is it a big deal for you?
I don't know. A nice dinner, you know, maybe doesn't include boiled peanuts or anything, but you know, a nice dinner.
but you know, boiled peanuts are delicious. Talking crazy about this.
It's the only way to ruin a peanut, because peanuts are great. The only way to ruin a peanut is to make it mushy and malleable. It's disgusting. It's a cup of like peanut mush with.
I had a carafe right now of boiled peanuts in front of me.
Disgusting, man. You ever had boiled peanuts, Gino?
No, I'm with you on the that food take is right on. I don't like moist peanuts. I like the dry roasted and a little salt.
Yeah, exactly.
But, you know, what are we actually celebrating on our birthday? Because we had nothing to do with it. It was all our parents. Like, what are we celebrating?
It's just an excuse. I think just have a nice meal.
That's right. An Aperol spritz.
I like to make an excuse. So, you know, I like to concentrate on 401ks.
Okay. Let me. All right. Fair enough. You can't argue that. Let me. Yeah, that's like. Let me hear it for the.
Do you look for donations during your birthday?
He would love it. Okay. He would love
it. Oh, listen. You have a beautiful tie, a Gucci watch. I want the money. Give me money.
Actually, with all that 1099 income, you should be using a SEP IRA because then you can defer 13% of that income into your own self-directed account.
My SEP is stupid, and I have my kids as employees.
Then you should be doing a Roth IRA for them because then it's tax free for your life.
529s and set up. Well, let us know. We got it set up over here.
What a bougie show this is.
Please do not buy or sell security. because one of us speaking right now is licensed, and I don't know if I would get in trouble.
Don't give out any financial advice during this segment. And if you do, this is for entertainment purposes only. All right, Gino Toretta is on the Toyota of Hollywood hotline. Remember, we're going to talk a little Canes here. If you're looking for Canes merch or Dolphins merch, you know, for your holiday list, check out Caneswear in Davie on University Drive or shop online at caneswear.com. Gino Toretta, the Heisman Trophy winner, usually joins us on Thursdays. This Thursday is Thanksgiving, so we'll talk with him today. He's wrapping up the touchdown radio broadcast season this Saturday, calling the Washington-Oregon game. And Gino comes to us courtesy of Evening's Delight, South Florida's source for all outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They have a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Traditions are better with Traeger. So grab a Traeger grill during the holiday sale and add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. It's going on now through December 24th. You can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills, plus save on pellets, rubs, and more. So, Gino, Hurricanes on Saturday, they started out slow against Wake Forest. They finished strong. They beat Syracuse Saturday. They are in the ACC championship game. So I'll jump into Saturday. Do you think they go up to Syracuse and handle their business? And the only stumble that they had on the schedule was the one loss to Georgia Tech.
Well, I think they can. I think that, you know, Syracuse has always played us tough. You know, we probably had a lot better team my senior year a long time ago, and they played us tough and almost got us at the end. And I think that what college football has taught us this year, road games aren't that easy. I mean, look at Florida, who just took care of business against LSU. You go on the road against any conference foe, you have an advantage, and you know you don't have to travel, all that sort of stuff. And it has been a nightmare. I mean, you know, Alabama's lost some road games, probably questionable, and I think it has, at least this season, has kind of turned out to more NFL. When you go on the road, man, you're kind of behind it. So I think they got to be, you know, they can't. I'm sure they're working on the special teams. That kick return is obviously, coaches can't stand the free 7 points on a kick return. So there's a lot of things they could do. But I think what this season in college football showed us, it's not easy on the road to go and win anywhere.
And Gino, the Canes, are they, because at this time of year, like I know we'll talk about Dillon Gabriel and Ward, Canes coming around. You were on championship teams. You won a Heisman. Are the Canes progressing in that way? I'm not with the thing that this is a good loss for them because now there's no pressure to go undefeated. I don't think that. I really argue about that. But are they progressing in the right fashion to head into this college football playoffs with, honestly, nobody really knowing, no coach knowing, no team knowing how this happens, but are they on that right path to be ready to play in that tournament?
Well, I would say this. There's no good loss. I don't care who you are, if it's Alabama, Nick Saban, you know, it doesn't matter. There's no good loss. And I think that they've stumbled, and what I said last week is they still control their own destiny. So that means they control their destiny to win to get in the conference championship game. They win that, they're going to be in the 12-team playoffs. And then you figure out based on seeding, okay, who are we playing? What does that look like? If we win the ACC, we're going to have a bye week, and then you're going to play the winner of whoever that is in your bracket. So I think it gives you an opportunity, and that's all you want. I think that, you know, listen, Channing, when we played, it was, man, if you lost, man, it was, you were deflated and you were out of it. You were just out of the race. And I think that they're in the race, you know, and at least in my eyes, you get to that playoff berth, then you go from there. I think offensively, obviously, we saw Cam, you know, play great all season long. He's got another opportunity this Saturday. You know, Gabriel at Oregon, he's got an opportunity against Washington this Saturday, try to influence some more Heisman voters. You got Hunter out in Colorado. So I think that they control their own destiny, and I think that you know, you dance with the girl you brought to the date, and I think that they're exactly where they want to be, and I think that when you get this part in the season and you still control your own destiny, there becomes more focus, there becomes more, hey, these games, every play is that much more important as we are where we are at the end of the season.
You know, speaking of Cam Ward, so I'm watching against Wake, and we've watched him all season long. I think one of his greatest attributes, there was a drop back, and he's waiting for a receiver to get open, and he literally goes flat foot for a couple of beats and just stands there, and then he starts moving again. One of his greatest attributes, which is what I think puts him in the Heisman hunt, is that he will wait for a play to develop or a receiver to get open, and he trusts the O-line. And I also think one of his worst attributes is waiting for a play to develop and a receiver to get open and maybe trying to fit something into a window that's not there. So I don't know. How do you look at it? I can't figure out if that's like such a special, unique trait that he has, or if it's something that he needs to fix.
I would say this. I would love to see his heart rate during a play. I know golfers, they try to measure, like, all right, when they got a putt for the major and what their heart rate is when they're kind of down the stretch. But I agree with you. That play where he just went flat-footed, like, I could never do that. I mean, you watch, you know, Peyton Manning always kind of had, they call it nervous feet, or it was always kind of moving to be ready to move or throw. And he just went dead still in the middle of a play. I would also agree with you. He doesn't get in trouble when he lets a play develop, because his offensive line has done a great job protecting him. They let plays develop down the field. Where he gets in trouble is trying to force a play where there's not a play. I mean, defenses are out there, they're on scholarship too, and at times they can have the right defense called at the right time and there just isn't somebody to throw it to, and better to throw it away. I think the one where he was kind of scrambling around, he tossed it, you know, sideways, and then it was a bad interception. Those are the ones that you can have, and especially in a conference championship game if they get there, and in a playoff game if they get there, is those are the kind you can't lose a possession with a turnover in with the clock rules now in college football. But those are the kinds of things, and you hold your breath. But I still, it's pretty amazing, though, Hawk. I would agree with you where he just went dead still, and it's like,
I've never seen that.
Are they still playing? Did the other team fall down? You know, is he still playing in this play?
Yeah, and you know, it would be right now, even in the Heisman race. You brought up Gabriel and Ward. Quarterbacks. I know the running back with Jenty. That joker's happy. He scores 3-4 rushing touchdowns a game. Like, he can play too. I don't care about stats. When I watch Ray Lewis play, when I watch Zach Thomas play, when I watch right now Fred Warner play and Patrick Queen with the Ravens, when I watch those linebackers play, I'm like, that's the best linebacker on the field right now.
Right.
Between those two guys, because Dillon Gabriel's not a slouch, but between him and Cam Ward, Who jumps off the screen when you say that's what a quarterback is supposed to look like?
Personally, I take Cam. I think the accuracy downfield, I think, you know, timing. I told you last spring, I was like, this kid's got it.
Yeah.
And it doesn't, like, where you watch a linebacker, you can watch a guy warm up and you're like, man, that dude's got some athleticism. He's got some lean in the hips. He's got some bend. And and you can see that right away. And that's exactly what I saw with Cam. I think that Cam really, even though they lost the Georgia Tech game, he didn't have an off game. I mean, he still threw for three-something and three tutties. So I think Gabriel's had some off games. He struggled in a big-time game against Wisconsin. Oregon still won on the road, and it was a tough game. People were kind of knocking him for that. But listen, they're going to have a couple more opportunities. And that may be advantageous because I think the other front runner is Travis Hunter, which, I mean, to play 100 plays in a game every week, this kid is playing both. I mean, he's amazing. He's the best receiver on the team, he's the best DB on their team, and he has done that every week. If Colorado doesn't get to their conference championship game and it's that marquee matchup where all eyes are watching, that he might not have that opportunity to seal the deal because we haven't got a ballot yet. I mean, you don't get the ballot. They're going to email it to us, you know, I think probably after this weekend, and you'll get it basically right before the conference championship game to be able to fill out. So I think that, you know, these next couple weeks are big for all of them. And even Genty, because, you know, he's been playing lights out. It's like they were kind of fooling around with the team a couple weeks ago. It was like, oh, yeah, that's right. We have a good running back on our team. And then, I mean, he just busts through and scores and leads them to victory. So I think that the race is far from over, and all those guys have a couple opportunities. You hope they have a couple opportunities. I mean, I just love you want to watch a kid at this point in time go out and have performances that win the trophy and make people vote for him.
Gino Toretta comes to us courtesy of Evening's Delight. Let me shift over to the Dolphins real quick before we run out of time, because you're a warm weather guy. You grew up in California and then you went to school in Miami. But then in the NFL, you got drafted by Minnesota, although they play in a dome.
Indoors.
But Tua is 0-7 in any game that's under 40 degrees, which doesn't even seem that cold, 40 degrees, but that is the stat. He's 0-7. They've got Green Bay on Thanksgiving night. It's going to be cold. How does the weather affect someone like him?
Well, I think that let's be honest. And Channing's been at Buffalo. Like, Buffalo and Gillette are two of the hardest places to play, not because of just the cold. The wind in Buffalo it's the hardest place to throw in the league. I mean, when you're into the wind, I mean, you know, when it affects the coin toss and when you're taking which direction you're going to go, that tells you how hard winning in Buffalo is. So if it's just clear and cold, I don't think it's going to be much of a problem. The question is going to be with wind. I think that you don't play in it every day. I mean, it's like a golfer when they say, oh, the ball's not flying as far. Well, it's the same thing in football. The ball is rock hard. So it's listen, you can ask Tyreek, any of these guys. They don't like catching the ball because that ball comes and it's close, man. It'll rip your fingers because that ball is just rock hard. So I think it's a matter of the places that Tua has had to play have been why. And, you know, let's be honest. I mean, the Dolphins had, what was it, the fifth pick of the draft when he came in? You're not really a very good football team when you have the fifth pick of the draft, right? So I would say as they've progressed, they have gotten better. And, you know, I it's just an adjustment. And, you know, I think it's just people make a big deal about it, but it'll be all
right. Well, that was more my question. Is it really a big deal, or is that just the stat that he,
yeah, you, like, you he can just make, happens you can to make be an adjust, like if a guy, like some guys will wear a glove, you know what I mean, if it's really cold, as long as you get used to the tackiness of the glove. It's just figuring that out. And I think that, you know, based on he just hasn't figured that out yet. But I don't think that, you know, for one second, listen, he throws a very tight spiral, which is very good in wind and any kind of weather. And I think that, you know, I would be, you know, he's going to be comfortable in Green Bay. It's just the wind will mess with any quarterback, and I don't care where it is, but even more so in real cold weather.
And you know, with the Dolphins, where it was Tyreek and Waddle, and you know, Tyreek's the number, he's the best player. Hell, he was number one on top 100 last year, player voting. And now for the last two games, Jonnu Smith goes crazy. Achan becomes the main red zone target. Like having that, I guess, versatility in your weapons, is that better for Tua? You have one of the best receivers in the league, and he's getting 40 yards a game, but then your second receiver didn't do a damn thing all season. He had 144 last week, and now Jonnu Smith goes crazy for 3 touchdowns. Like, how is that to a quarterback to know that I can really spread it around? I don't have to give it to Tyreek. Waddle can go crazy. Jonnu can do his thing. Achan's going to be there. Just all those weapons being around him and comfortable making the different guys that dude each and every week.
Well, I think, Channing, you've game planned before. Usually you pick one guy, one skill guy. You're like, we're going to stop that guy. And I think when you have the weapons the Dolphins have had, all it turns into, your reads are, hey, if Achan's taken out of the game, we're going to Reek. If Reek's taken out of the game, we're going to Jonnu. So that's where, to me, I think that McDaniel and Tua are going to go into the game. This is our game plan. These are our plays. They're going to know pretty early on who the defense is trying to shut down. And you just make adjustment from there. If Reek is your number one read, and you know he's the guy trying to be doubled, you're kind of just going to your second, third, fourth receiver right off jump street. But I think that having all those weapons is you know, I mean, as a quarterback, man, you need weapons. Weapons make you better. You know, and Hawk, going back to the cold weather thing, and Channing, I'm sure, gets this. I guarantee when you went up to Buffalo, there were some dudes that you played with that would put on so much stuff underneath to stay warm, and they'd go out there and you know, you'd look like the abominable snowman. So instead of running like a 4.4, you're like running like a 4.8, and it's totally different, and it's very hard. So it's not just Tua the quarterback, it's the other guys, because guys are down here. Heck, I mean, when we went to Boston College, we went to Boston College my senior year. It was 55 and had missed it. Okay, 55 really isn't that cold. It's great when you're working out in it because you sweat a little bit, but you don't, you know, it's not freezing. Man, we went out for warm-ups. Dudes had tights on under their pants. They had long sleeves on. They had the hoods. I go, what are you guys doing? They're like, it's freezing out here. As soon as you make one tackle or get tackled on wet turf, all that stuff becomes wet, and you weigh 10 pounds heavier. And it was like they didn't figure it out. And at halftime, they're all ripping the stuff off because they didn't need it. But it's those are the kinds of things, and it's hard to convince people when they're not used to the cold. It's like, listen, this is how you dress playing like this. And I know, you know, you're not telling to go out there bare-chested, but I think that's where you got to lean on your equipment guys to say, this is the weather. But I guarantee Chaney's plays with some dudes walk out like abominable snowman, and they can't move, and they get drug up and down the field during a game.
You know, I play with them, but I've told the story before, which actually makes me look bad, but I'll tell it because it is what it is. My linebacker coach, his name was George Edwards.
Okay, I remember George.
You remember George? It was 3 or 4 games in a row. I was right around 10, 12 times, like 12, 9, 11, 8. And then we went to Buffalo or one cold city, and I had like one tackle. And then we came back to Miami, and I had 11 again. And he showed me, he was like, do you know that you can't play in the cold? Coach, it's cold as hell outside that door, coach.
Hey, you had so much gear on, you couldn't even give somebody a hug. You were like, coach, I can't do this.
I was like, coach, why is the ground crunching? Like, every time I step it, the ground crunches.
Hurts more than it usually does.
Yeah, it's just it's a different type feel playing in 9 degrees. I was one of those guys, you know.
I'm with you. It's like you got to play and just cover up and hope for the best in the cover up, because the extra gear under all the gear is not the answer. By the way, props to your Gators.
LSU and Ole Miss. LSU, no,
that's
yeah.
big. That's big. Yeah.
To come back at the end of the season after starting the season with such an ass kicking to Miami.
You talk about quarterback play. You see what DJ Lagway means to the Gators, because I did the Texas game. I was like, oh boy, is this the whole entire roster bad? Well, he's made the entire roster look good and won a couple big games. So,
and you know, the whole when they endorsed Billy coming back, and we talked about it before on the show, yeah. And I was reaching out to different people. They said that freshman and sophomore class is so talented that they don't want them to not have Billy anymore and leave. And you see Ball, the running back 13, you see Lagway, and I'm kind of like, ooh, what would they look like as juniors and
seniors?
They've had
quarterback injuries. They've had a lot of injuries. But, those are a couple big wins. He's a talented, talented player.
We don't have to be classy after our season. We don't have to give props to the Gators or FSU this season.
You don't want to see this 2025, Hawk.
Gators are that cup of boiled peanuts, and we're a thing of cashews.
Hawk, you're going to have to memorize the 2 bits, 8 bits, 4 bits, or whatever, gum bits or whatever it is.
Gum bits.
Dumbest chant in all of college football. Gino Toretta.
We're counting change on the field.
He's the ambassador for Evening's Delight, South Florida source for all your outdoor kitchen, grilling, and tailgate needs. They've got a full line of grills, smokers, and more. Evening's Delight has two locations, Pinecrest and Davie. Traditions are better with Traeger, so grab a Traeger grill during the holiday sale and add wood-fired flavor to your festivities. Going on now through December 24th, you can get up to $400 off select Traeger grills, plus select pellets, rubs, and more. Happy Thanksgiving, Gino. Safe
you
travels
too. Happy
to
Thanksgiving
you.
To all. You
we
too.
Will speak with you next week. All right, there you go, Gino Toretta. Take a quick break. Come back with more Hockman and Crowder.
You're listening to the Hawk and Crowder Show.
Yeah, how much for one rib?
Hawk and Crowder.